About specifically where we're at in history. And a lot of people say, you know, maybe this is a test. Maybe we're being tested. Maybe this is a message that we need to stop. We need to think about, you know, what it is that we may lose. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we all know we're in the ninth inning of this baseball game, are we not? We're in the ninth inning. But I have hope, and I think it's important to have hope. I think it's very important that we band together, that we don't let them keep us on our knees, that we don't let them make us live in despair. We've got opportunities, and I personally think we've got them up against the wall. There'd be no reason for this J6 committee right now if they themselves weren't scared to death about what's going to happen in November, because we know what's going to happen in November. And I know a lot of you out there don't believe that we have an opportunity to get this country back. You know, they've stolen the elections and they'll do it again. Let me tell you one thing. There's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity here. And the opportunity is we the people. The only asset we have left. We don't have the media. We don't have big money behind us. The right does not spend money like the left spends money. Mark Zuckerberg himself put $400 million of his own money into the swing states to steal the election. We don't have that, but what we do have is we the people. What we do have is we the people. Let me tell you an example of that. Last year, our organization, the America Project, which is based here in the great state of Florida, was approached by a group of people from Virginia called Virginians for America First. Because last year was an important election in the state of Virginia, if you remember, if you recall. The left, after January 6th of last year, said they had us up against the wall. We were done. The Trump movement was done. The MAGA movement was over. Okay? But this group of proud, patriotic Virginians came to us and said, we've got a plan. We're going to take this state back in Virginia. Even though they also believe, and they have a whole stack of evidence of fraud in Virginia. They said, we understand there's fraud, but we can still win this election back. We said, how are you going to do that? How are you going to get people who are jaded, who are confused, who are scared, that and say that the elections don't matter, my vote doesn't matter. He said, we're going to overwhelm them at the polls. We're going to overwhelm them at the polls. And I said, tell us your plan. And they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put out a call for volunteers. And they did. Guess how many volunteers they had? 4,500 people came in the state of Virginia and said, we are not going to let them take our state. Okay? We trained, they trained 4,500 precinct volunteers and poll watchers, okay? Before they came in, there was only 30% of the poll watchers and precinct volunteers in the state of Virginia were conservative people. By the time our group was done, there was 90%. This is the power of we the people. They also said, the leadership of that group said to us, we need money to do this. We said, we'll give you money. We gave them $250,000. They said, what we're going to do is we're going to rouse the black churches. They visited 300 black churches. We're going to go after low propensity voters, people who are sick and tired, jaded, no longer interested in fighting the system, said, I'm not going to vote anymore. My vote doesn't count. They knocked on 80,000 doors in a four-month period of time. What does that mean? They said, people, you cannot give up. You cannot sit back and let these communists take this country over. So what do? They showed up at the polls in Virginia. And for the first time in 20 years, they won the House of Delegates. Virginia was written off as a blue state forever. Not only that, they elected a Republican governor. Do we love him? No, but he was a hell of a lot better than the alternative. They elected a lieutenant governor who someday may be president of the United States, the first black African-American president of the United States, Winston Sears. They elected that lieutenant governor. They elected an attorney general. Now the state of Virginia, which was written off as a blue state, is now a red state. And next year we'll get the Senate back in Virginia. So what do we need to do? We got to do two things. We got to expose the fraud in 2020. I cannot tell you the number of lawsuits that are still in the courts right now that we are supporting, that patriots like Mike Lindell are supporting. And we're not going to let our foot off the gas on 2020. We're not going to let them get away with it. Some counties are giving up They're machines. They're throwing the machines out. Nye County in Nevada, Otero County in New Mexico. That's being done because of the hard work of patriots that are banding together to fight this system. It doesn't happen overnight, people. People get impatient. People get jaded. People get, scared. It's not time to be that. It's time to stand up. So what is the America Project? What did we decide to do as our main focus? Our main focus this year, we've got 5 months left. 5 months left. We're taking that same plan that we did in Virginia, and we're doing it in 9 crucial states across the country. We're doing it here in Florida, because we know they're gonna throw $1 billion into trying to take Florida, and that's not gonna happen. We're doing it in Texas. They're gonna throw $1 billion to get that nitwit fake Mexican elected in Texas, and that's not gonna happen. We're doing it in Arizona. We're doing it in Georgia. We're doing it in Virginia again. We're doing it in Pennsylvania. We're doing it in Wisconsin. We're doing it in Michigan. We're doing it in Illinois. If we had more money, we'd do it in every 50 states that we could. Why are we doing it? Because if we sit back and don't harness the power of we the people, then it's our fault for losing the country. Because we know the left. We know that they're really well organized, and they are in lockstep. Conservatives need to band together. We might not always agree with everything. We might come from different religious faith backgrounds, different colors, different creeds. It doesn't matter. If you believe in this country, you need to get activated. Can I get an amen? Can I get a promise that you're going to get activated wherever you live in this country? Can I get a promise that you're not going to let your foot off the gas to expose the fraud in 2020? We're not going to let them go. So I wanted to take an opportunity here. I've got my little cheat sheet. Because of the J6 committee and all of their so-called truth serum that they're putting out there, or this truth committee that they seem to put together, I don't see anybody up there talking about our side of the story, do you? So here's our side of the story, and I'm just gonna give you some snippets of the actual fraud that took place. And this is just four or five examples as to why those people showed up that day. They showed up that day to peacefully protest. And unfortunately, some of them went the wrong way. And many of them are paying for that. Okay? But many just showed up to protest their God-given constitutional rights. This is what they were protesting. Here's an example. In Wisconsin, 135,000 traffic votes in an election only decided by 20,682. Does that seem fair to you? 4.8 million ballots, 4.8 million ballots across this country were trafficked. If you watch 2,000 Mules, which many of you will watch tonight, 4.8 million ballots were not delivered by the voter, but by some mule who stuffed it in a box in some county throughout the United States. Does that seem okay to you? In the great state of Pennsylvania, 121,240 more votes than voters showed up magically in the state of Pennsylvania. Imagine that. I think it's important we give these statistics, don't you? Because they're calling us conspiracy theorists, they're calling us liars, they call it the big lie, like in unison. It's in unison on the left. It's the big lie. Well, let me give them some more lies. Or maybe truths. 740,000 ballots in Arizona violated the chain of custody. 740,000 votes. Ballots, excuse me. In Arizona. There are only two and a half, 3 million voters in the entire state. 700,000 had no chain of custody. Automatically uncertifiable election. Wouldn't you agree? I'm going to keep going. Is that okay? I hope they're watching me out there. I hope they're watching me. I hope the world is seeing this. Because if you're not, I recommend you go to I recommend you go to a website called ballotfraud.com by America Project. 17,000 duplicate ballots, duplicate mail-in ballots in Arizona, Maricopa County, which surged after the election. The election in Arizona was only won by 10,000 votes, and 17,000 duplicate mail-in ballots came in there. Are you listening? Do you think they get it? In Nevada, more voters in 15 out of 17 counties were counted in the state of Nevada. Some more data. In Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, probably the epicenter of fraud in this country, if you've seen 2,000 mules. 682,000 ballots were counted while no GOP poll watchers were in the room. In fact, they threw them out of the room. They counted 680,000 votes. Donald Trump supposedly lost by about 120,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia alone probably turned the election. And for the first time in Wisconsin history, here's a nice tidbit, my last one. For the first time in the history of Wisconsin, there was 100% turnout of votes in the 95 nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin. Is that unbelievable? So I ask you a question. Are you going to continue to put up with this?
No.
Are you going to get active?
Yes.
Are you going to become poll watchers?
Yes.
Are you going to be precinct volunteers?
Yes.
Are you going to get your friends to get out and vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's our God-given right. That's our duty as American citizens. If you want to know more, come to theamericaproject.com. You want to volunteer for our efforts? It's called Operation Eagle's Wings. Come join us. Come join us. We need your help. Your country needs your help. No one can say anymore. No one can say anymore that this politics stuff isn't for me. We are in the ninth inning, people, and we're down five points, maybe more, maybe 10 points. We can get this back. We know we can get it back. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Continues. He founded Overstock.com. He was the CEO for nearly 20 years. Now he's rolling up his sleeves for the America Project. Please welcome Patrick Byrne.